Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPW, share number 140. That's Bi'ezus Share for Women, share number 140. We mentioned this several times. It's an unusual thing to express it this way. But when there is differences in libido and when there's issues that need to be resolved between a husband and wife pertaining to figuring out a way, that middle ground where they're both happy in the sexual relationship aspect of the marriage and that they're thriving, to daven for it. To daven for it. We daven to Hashem for everything in our life. And it may seem that it's a selfish thing to daven for something like this, but the truth is it's not. When you ask Hashem, it is, you have a few small children and you're in a one-bedroom apartment, two-bedroom apartment. You ask Hashem to please send more money so we could have a three- or four-bedroom apartment, or that we should have money to buy a car, or even a second car in some instances. If the purpose of all of this is just your own material gain and needs in a selfish way, then I hear why you would think it would maybe not be the most ideal thing. Although, who else are you going to turn to even for that? But it makes sense to say that, you know, if your mindset is totally selfish, that, you know, that that's not going to be, you know, fully accepted. But if you're sincere, you may, you know, you're Shulay Lishma, you're a human being, but you want that bigger apartment because you want to serve Hashem with more nachas ruach, that the kid should have more space, that there should be more yishuv hadas, that there should be more shalim. And we need a car to get places, or we could do mitzvahs, and we wanted more money so we could give more tzedakah. So the idea of you wanting the sexual relationship and the pleasure of it and the enjoyability of it and the connecting and the bonding of it to be there, and you ask Hashem for it, and the goal behind it is, you may have a little selfish reasons there, that's normal, that's okay, but the main purpose is you want to connect, you want to have a good marriage, you want the Shechina to be there, and you want the marriage to thrive in that way, then of course you daven for it, to align it, to ask Hashem to help with that sexual desire to be channeled a healthy way, and to help us figure out a way so that our marriage should be strong in all areas of the marriage, but including in the bedroom areas, 100%, 100%. Tefillah is very important. And you daven for it. You do whatever shtalas we need to do. But it is also tefillah that will help change a mindset, that will help things get better. You ask Hashem for siyat d'shmaya. You know, so a lot of people feel just beteva, they deep down, I don't care much for sex to begin with. It's not that exciting to me, or I hope he or she, the other spouse, doesn't want it tonight, or it's just another chore, I'm not being in the mood. And often we claim we can't help it, but we have the ability to help it. We can choose our thoughts about it. We could choose our feelings and attitudes about it. And we ask Hashem to help us have a healthy mindset when it comes to this. Hashem placed those sexual drives and needs within us. If you recognize it's Hashem that placed it there, and it placed it there in order to bond with your spouse through it, then it becomes a healthy thing. To pay attention to it, and to sometimes, quite often, to just figure out a way to get involved in it, even if right now the drive is not there. We said many, many times, once you're in the activity, you need to just figure out a way to not be lower the stress levels and to be in a more relaxed point and phase. You know, you do your best to like detox from the day and figure out ways to be calm and relaxed. But even if the drive is low, you engage anyway, and ultimately, very often, one gets to enjoy it afterwards, like we explained in prior shiurim. Very often, exercise helps. Getting back in health will raise the intensity of the sexual arousal in a healthy way with one's own spouse. Sometimes if one is overweight, it could create sexual issues. And if you lose the weight in a healthy way and watch your health, exercise, and keep your body fit, which is a mitzvah, by the way. It's a mitzvah to do. You do it for l'shem shemayim, you're doing a mitzvah. This is what it is. You take a walk, you exercise, you do whatever you do to take care of your body in the right way, and you have in mind, I'm doing it to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shemartim, Misnaf Shei Seichem. You get a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Now, one of the main reasons why the sexual aspects are get weakened is because of fatigue. Multitude of sex therapists, marriage counselors name fatigue as the number one enemy of sexual intimacy. When a couple is worn out, the sex is the first thing to go out the window. And one survey surveyed, or you know, that it seems like estimated, it's an estimation based on research, that 24 million American women say they don't have time for sex, or they're too exhausted for it, or they're not in the mood of it. And a lot of it has to do with work stress, children stress, household stress, pressure in all areas of life. And very often many said, I loved it when we first got married. It used to connect my husband to me, but now it divides us. And now it creates a separation between us. And often, you know, when a husband wants sex, the wife sees not him as an enemy, you know, but his need is an enemy. His sexual need is an enemy, is a negative thing. And it really shouldn't be looked at that way. You know, but that's the way it is. It becomes the last item on a list. And a lot of times it's not that you don't love your husband. It's not that you don't want them. It's just that you're plain out exhausted from life. But there's a big difference between men and women, how they experience exhaustion. Very often, not all the time. Again, you know, it sometimes varies, but even when a man is weary and tired, they'll find just enough energy to make it happen. Let's be sexual. But for a woman, it usually doesn't. When she's exhausted, even the thought of having sex can make her just feel extra drained. It's more complex. It takes more time and energy for her. And even though she normally would enjoy sex, she feels that it's not worth it just to have that later. I don't have the energy to start it even. And it's a reflection of how exhausted she is. But the truth is the sexual aspects is needed. It's needed to stay healthy physically. It's needed to stay healthy emotionally. And it's needed to stay healthy spiritually. It's not something that we give because we have to. It's because we want to, and premius we want to, even though we have that fatigue, which we have to work through and figure out a way to get around it, because the benefits of it is too great. It shows the commitment to the marriage. And you know, when people say, for example, I'm the only one that can be a mother to my child, I'm the only one that can be a father to my child, and you're right, you're the only one that can be that father, that mother, but you're the only one that could be that person for your husband to meet his sexual needs and for him to meet yours. It's the only way. It's the only address. It's the only person. It's the only channel. You're the only one that could do it. No one else. And therefore, it's important to make the sexual relationship a priority. And even if it's hard, no one's saying it's not challenging. Sometimes it's financial issues that hold back from going on vacation. Sometimes you have children, even if you want to parcel them out for a vacation, it's not easy to carve out time. Is not easy. No one said it's easy. It's not easy. But there are things that are workable. You know, people will say that they'll push the sexual aspects to the side and say, oh, it's just for this tkufa, right? It's just a season. You know, because everything, you know, this kid wasn't well and that kid wasn't well, or under this crisis and that pressure. And when this eases up, then we'll resume it. Never happens that way. People claim it's just for a season, but pretty soon that season is not just the season. That season becomes a pattern. It becomes ingrained in the heart, and we become blind to actually what we're doing, and we're ignoring our marriage. Like we said many times, it is true that in our society, the sexual aspects are over-focused, overblown, over-prioritized, hyper-focused in a negative way. And maybe young couples sometimes fall into that, and maybe even older couples, but one of them is unhealthily obsessed with it. It's not healthy either. That may be true in some instances, but in the majority of cases, it's the opposite problem that's there. There is a lack of that of that taking place. There's a lack of that physical intimacy taking place. There's one husband that used to work 60, 70 hours a week, and they were more like roommates than husband and wife. And her wife handed the article to the husband. But a particular person who was a presidential candidate at the time that was diagnosed with cancer and then took time for treatment, recovered from the treatment, but withdrew from the race. And they asked him why. You know, you could go down in history. He says, I don't know anyone who's laying in his deathbed and said, I wish I had more time at the office, you know. So, and the husband said, why is my wife giving me this article? But he realized that he had to make some tough decisions about his life and in his marriage. So they sat together. They figured out ways to look over their schedules, trying to figure out what to cut back on. Sometimes you have to cut back on work hours. With Emunah B'Tachin, it's not always simple, but you have to do it. Cut back on some other obligations and other things. And again, because exhaustion is one of the things that you have control over. Of all sexual issues that take place, it is the one which you do have more control over. You could balance it. You reprioritize. You make the effort to reprioritize. Sometimes it's mamish and einis and certain real tkufas, but very often it is doable. It is takes work, it takes effort, but it is doable. Exhaustion, you could work on overcoming that, and it requires behavioral changes. Sometimes you wonder why you're keeping your spouse at a distance sexually. They hide behind activity very often. Sorry to say that. Sometimes you bury even the things that seem like mitzvahs in your long siddurim by men, or by long chesed hours, or over dedication, or certain things. And you hide behind these activities, even quote-unquote mitzvahs, running from shir to shir, or whatever it is it may be. And you hide behind that instead of affirming the importance of that quiet space of time that one needs with one's husband, one's wife together. And again, we're talking now particularly on the sexual relationship, but of course, as we mentioned so many times here, and it needs not to be repeated, but we do repeat it, is that this time is not just in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, in walking together, taking time together, having meals together, and spending time having fun together, trying to prioritize. And again, don't say with all this going on, just to spend 45 minutes, an hour just having fun. What, you know, what is that? That is what it is. That is life. You replenish yourself. You figure out ways to detox from a stressful days. You treat yourself. You learn how to relax in different ways. You reprioritize things. You know, the sexual aspect is not high on my priority list, many, many men and many women say. And it's very low on many people's priority list. In marriage, in a Jewish home, it should never be low on a priority list. It needs to be very high on the priority list. Again, that seems selfish. You know, people don't usually spell it out this way. But you need to nurture your sex life. No matter what age, no matter what situation, no matter where you are at, you have to nurture it and bring out the spark and bring it back. Create that environment that there should be a healthy sex and sexual intimacy in the marriage. It needs to be worked through. A solid and trustworthy marriage is that no matter what, you will carve time out for each other to relax and to have fun with each other outside the bedroom and inside the bedroom. And that is very, very important. Train your mind to understand that saying no to things that aren't marriage related is saying yes to your marriage very often. You have to have dedication, of course, to your children and everything else, but it can't come with the neglect of neglecting your spouse. If there's overstress, busy marriages, you lose the resiliency. And it's very important to cut back often on those busy schedules to create that elasticity and resiliency and bring it back into the marriage. It is very, very important to do so. It's important to schedule regular time for sex. It may seem that it's counterintuitive because it's supposed to be spontaneous. You know, in the honeymoon years, maybe it was spontaneous or more spontaneous. No, in the busy schedules, you schedule it out. Make it however you do it, twice, three times a week, but you commit yourself to do it with your husband and you try to rest beforehand, take a little nap, you figure it out. What about spontaneity? Within that structure, you could figure out ways to be spontaneous. That's very, very important. To just bring this perspective of this is the fact that on Shabbos, it's a fascinating thing. Shabbos is the day Hashem chose that has an oinig. He rested. He tells us to rest. The moon did not fall on that day. It's a day of the soul. Nishmas kol chai. It's the day of the neshama. It's a day where you come into tune with your soul, with menuchas hanefesh. And nevertheless, it's encouraged to have oinig Shabbos of eating and delicious foods and so on and so forth. And the oina of Shabbos. That's oinig Shabbos of oina. Leil Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos. Now we paskin that we need to have that oina, that sexual connection, not just Shabbos, but during the week as well. There needs to be a strong, healthy frequency as well of that. Not just Shabbos, but Shabbos is very special. I'm going to stay on the side again. You have to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch, especially, you know, if it happens sometimes where there's extreme exhaustion Friday night, then you ask a shayla, and then you say that you'll be more rested if you rest Shabbos afternoon and Matzah Shabbos is better. You could ask, and sometimes it's healthy to do that. In some cases, where the husband just says, I can't even keep my eyes open. You know, or late, early Friday nights, you can figure out to take a short nap. You figure things out. But in concept, Hashem made it that he wants that Oinik Shabbos to take place. He wants that Oinik to take place on Shabbos. Why? Shabbos Kodesh. The answer is yes, Shabbos Kodesh. It's sort of a reframing where Hashem wants it. It's his special day and he wants you to enjoy it. And this is how he wants you to enjoy it. So you say, no. He wants the husband just to learn, come out, get up early and learn, and daven, and sings. Of course he wants all that. You know, someone said once, Ayn is very nice, but how does that can compare to the beautiful Nishmas? And the answer is, why can't you have both? What difference does it make? You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both ways. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your body and with your soul. It's all one. On Shabbos, it's all one. In a Yid's life, it's all one. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the soul is the neshama, is the guf, and the guf is the neshama. The body, you're infusing the holiness into it, and from the neshama. And the guf is enhancing the neshama because it's a vehicle in which the neshama expresses itself. So therefore, from the fact that Hashem desires Oina, Hashem wants this Oinik Shabbos to take place, Hashem tells you that the Shechina is there when it's there. That means it's important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an interesting concept. Of course, he wants a lot of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from you. But the fact that he wants a couple to engage in sexual activity with each other, of course, to enjoy the physical pleasure of it, but also to enjoy the oneness of it, of course, and the tachlis of that, of course. 100%, 1,000%. So therefore, it's so important to do everything you can to work through, to figure out ways of to get around it, that you're not so fatigued, that even if you're tired, you work through it, but do your best to work, prioritize it. In marriages, it needs to be prioritized. And during the week, very often, you just have to cut off that technology early, shut those cell phones early, or whatever it is, and spend time with each other earlier. You could figure out ways where you could enhance this part of your relationship. Sometimes you say, I don't feel emotionally connected. I want to have time outside the bedroom doing other kala kavod. Of course, we had other shiurim discussing that. It's very important as well. But this cannot be neglected. Not by the husband, not by the wife, not by any Jewish couple. Bracha v'atzlacha.